You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Thursday morning. We've made it to Thursday, August 14th, 2025. It is another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. And if you're not, if you're watching us on social media, if you're getting us by a podcast, if you're getting us over the app, it still counts. We're still very happy to have you along starting your day right here. I got a question for you, and producer Parker Olson can be part of the answering group. Ladies and gentlemen, who wants a free hamburger?
Me.
It's here. Parker's ready. Parker would like his free George Webb hamburger, which, again, for our listeners in the southeastern part of the state, southern eastern parts, they're all like, this is awesome. George Webb going to give us free burgers. And then the other two-thirds of the state is like, what is that? Why do they keep talking about that? You know what? Don't worry about it. Just the whole reason people get to be happy about this is 12 in a row. 12 wins in a row by your Milwaukee Brewers. Tony asking on YouTube, do they deliver to Ashland? No. No, I don't think so. I think the burger might be a little chilled by the time it gets there.
That's a really long Uber Eats drive. I don't know.
You can still be happy for the fact that the Brewers once again. And I mean, at first, the Brewers went up something like, I don't know, 6-0, was it? And then Pittsburgh came pecking back. And I think it was like 6-5 or something at one point. And of course, our friend Dan Schumacher, who's a Cubs fan, and he's watching the game and he's texting, can't wait for the losing streak to end. And it didn't end at all. William Contreras, 4 RBIs. Christian Yelich drove in 3 runs. And Milwaukee scored double-digit runs for the second straight game and the fourth time this month in beating the Pirates 12-5 yesterday. So 12 in a row for the Brewers, who already had an 11-game win streak and an 8-game win streak, now have one that's at 12 games and counting. This is fun.
This is very fun. Offense is ridiculous right now. The last 5 games, they've scored at least 7 runs. So I don't know if you keep up with baseball, but if you're scoring a touchdown every game, that's pretty good.
Yeah, or in this case, you know, 4 field goals, whatever gets the work done. And Pat Murphy, you know, refers to his team as the Woodpeckers, and think of it this way. The Brewers belted out 12 hits yesterday, but only 2 of them were for extra bases, you know, 2 doubles. It's otherwise just single after single after single, and they just peck away. They put the ball in play. They run real fast, and, you know, they score the runs.
That's the cool thing, and I think we've said this a couple of times now about the Brewers, is they play such good fundamental baseball. Like, the base running is spectacular. Every play defensively is just a clinic right now, and the pitching is so nice. Everything is awesome. They're doing it the way I want to. They're putting balls in play. That's how you win games, Pat.
You sound like the Lego movie. Everything is awesome.
Everything's cool when you want it to be.
And it is. I mean, but here's the thing. When you mentioned, you know, just putting the ball in play and small ball and things like that, I think, like, every time a small market team does well, it's because of small ball. They can't afford the big, giant home run hitters. And so that's the way that it works here. Is this, look at the text line. Look what just came in here. Jim in Brookfield. Here's his text. Jim in Brookfield is ready for a free George Webb burger. The franchise will be announcing today when the giveaway will take place. And there's a gentleman who I assume is Jim in Brookfield standing outside of George Webb with a big George Webb restaurant sign right there. That is outstanding.
That's
spectacular. That is great. And yes, as Tony says, everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Power of friendship, baby.
The power of friendship. That's exactly what this is. So for folks tuning in early, no, this is not a sports talk station, but this is a happy talk station, and this is happy stuff. This works for us.
Yeah.
Because, again, You don't know how long the ride's going to last. And on top of that, your attention's going to be divided before you know it. You know, Packer season will get going, and, you know, we'll have all the fall sports to look forward to. But today's question, who wants a free burger? That's a fun one to answer, because it's all of Wisconsin. You get a burger, and you get a burger, and you get a burger. Coming up today on the program, in decidedly less happy news, but when we get back to what's happening in the headlines, you know, we're in this MAGA era now, and we have a Republican Party that cannot stop drifting further to the far right extreme. And now, officially, Wisconsin has a candidate for governor with a position on public safety that puts a sickening spin on that old Oprah Winfrey line. Goes something like this: you get a gun, and you get a gun, and you get a gun. And we're going to talk later to Joe Zepecki about candidate Bill Berrien's idea to eliminate permits and encourage flooding the streets with concealed weapons. What could possibly go wrong? The president's extremism means that, frankly, no Republican candidate, not even any Republican incumbent, should take their election for granted in 2026. Even in a suburban Milwaukee district that went for Donald Trump by 34 points last year. We're going to talk to Mike Van Someren of Delafield, who announced yesterday that he's challenging State Senator Chris Kapinga in that suburban Milwaukee district, because after all, suburban Milwaukee district is not synonymous with solidly Republican anymore. From a national standpoint, talking about an extreme president, I mean, leave it to a master narcissist to fire board members from the Kennedy Center, appoint new members who would vote to make him their chairman, and then name himself as the host of this year's Kennedy Center Honors. All I need is that Austin Powers clip. Allow myself to introduce myself. It's Donald Trump all over. And they want to name the Opera House there after Melania Trump. We will have details on, oh, just the latest blow to American culture and the arts, all coming up. Sherita Booker, in less than 10 minutes, will review some of the many events going on around the state this weekend. And we will get a look at your money and the markets with Sean O'Malley as well. Mike Clemens is in Indianapolis. So are the Packers. They have a practice session going on today with the Indianapolis Colts. The two teams will then play a preseason game Saturday afternoon, noon, I believe, at Lucas Oil Stadium. We will talk to Mike Clemens live from Indy tomorrow morning at 8:30, as some folks, yes, are already getting that much closer to football season, which leads to this question. Have you done fantasy football?
Not yet.
Do you like fantasy football? Okay, so you haven't done it yet.
Not this season, no. Our draft is on, I think, the 29th. So
nope. Yes. Oh, so you're doing it. You're going to be doing it for the first time here.
Oh no, sorry. I thought you meant, have I done it yet this year? For like
this year. Yes.
No, I've been doing fantasy for most of college with a couple of buddies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you still do it?
Not particularly well, but I do it. So, like many things in life, actually, I do it, but not particularly well.
Well, it's just that I tried it for a bit, and I wanted to see if misery loved company. And a simple Google search will lead to articles like this: why I finally gave up playing fantasy football, why I stopped playing fantasy football, what caused you to stop playing fantasy football, I quit fantasy football is dumb and I quit and I'm never playing again.
I'm sensing a theme.
I've been commissioner for 15 years, and I might be quitting my league. I quit fantasy football, and so can you. Anybody else on the verge of quitting fantasy football? Hey, have any of you guys realized you can't enjoy watching football as much as you did before fantasy football? That's just page one of all the Google results that come from putting in why I gave up fantasy football.
Yeah, it does add like a wrinkle of work to football, which is
a wrinkle?
A wrinkle of
a
work.
Wrinkle. Yeah. A wrinkle of work only gets you as far as when you realize that it's the bye week for your quarterback and you completely forgot that you don't have a second quarterback on the bench.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. It's one of those things that, yes, it's fun, like, you know, for the first little bit. And like one of those headlines said something about 15 years. I can't imagine 15 years of doing that. I did it for maybe, I don't know, 3 to 5, something like that. And then said, you know, I'd actually like to enjoy the game, you know? Although, I will say this much. When you first start doing it, you realize, oh, wow, I actually care about all these games. I care about who, you know, the quarterback is for the Chargers or whatever. Yeah. And then after about 3 years or so, you're like, why do I have to worry about who's the quarterback for the Chargers? I have a team already.
Yeah. My point of approach is I really only care about it as I'm setting my lineup, and that is all. I will try not to look at it for the rest of the week.
Yes.
Don't monitor it. Just get ready. That's all. Yeah. That is my approach that has kept me fairly happy.
By the way, I say all this as the defending reigning champion of the Courier Newsroom Fantasy Football. Because last year, I basically did the set it and forget it. I mean,
yeah.
I think there clearly were one or two weeks where I really outkicked the coverage, shall we say, where I went, oh, wow, my team was on fire. I wish I had put some thought into this.
Yeah.
I simply drafted well. And in fact, I wasn't going to join last year. It was just a last minute thing.
Sure.
And so here I am telling people, if you want to quit fantasy football, it's okay.
Yeah.
Then again, I might get sucked back into it this year. You know, I think I'm out and then they reel me back in. So
yeah, that's all right. You know, have you ever done fantasy baseball?
Yes.
That's one you forget about.
That is, I mean, that's a full-time job, fantasy baseball. And again, the first, I think I only did it the 1 year.
I think
and
I
at
did
the start
too.
Of the year, it feels so cool. I was doing it through Yahoo. Yep. And they've got, you know, quite the dashboard there where you just click the buttons for I want this player today and I want that player and I want this player. But man, by, you know, you're not even a third of the way into the season going, oh my God, I got to do this again, you know, because teams have off days all the time. And yeah, you got to be a real.
And lineups too, even because it, like, Bryce Terang isn't playing every day.
No. And that is another excellent point is not to do an old man thing, but yeah, it used to be that there were very few off days. Lineups were much more predictable. Yeah. There's nothing like that now. So look, if you've got your draft coming up, I want you to enjoy it, but I just also want you to know it is not life, you know?
And if you are doing it, please let us know what is the punishment for the person who gets last in your league. I'm very curious.
I did not know leagues had that. I've always been in leagues that were so bad that you didn't want to single out the person who came in last because, you know, there was first place and then everybody else was tied for last, basically.
My league has, like, some of my friends, like, little siblings in it, so we don't do punishments. However, I have seen some good ones. I have seen guys in a clown suit at Brewer games with signs that say I suck at fantasy football.
Oh, not that kind of stuff. Public humiliation?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pat, no, this is a horrible rabbit hole that you do not want to go down if that is what you think is bad.
Oh, no. No, no, people. Come on. We're not. We're here. We're friends. Friends don't do that to other friends. For me, I'll wrap up as I did with Dan Schumacher here talking about the Brewers game, and he's a Cubs fan. The humiliation is simply the outcome of the game itself. When your friend is forced to send you middle finger emojis, that's all the farther it needs to get. We don't need any further public humiliation. Coming up just moments away, Sherita Booker talks about weekend events, and then Melissa Baldoff will have our climate check as well. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Oh boy, this is a busy calendar that we've got for weekend events in Wisconsin. You would think that it's the middle of summer. And it is. And Sherita Booker is going to be along in just a sec. We'll talk about some of the local festivals, but there are all kinds of county fairs, so if you are in or near one of these counties, go check out your county fair this weekend. The Ashland County Fair is going on. This is alphabetical, by the way. The Brown County Fair, the Dodge County Fair, the Door County Fair, if you're up in that part of the state, the Grant County Fair, if you're over at the other part of the state, the Juneau County Fair, the Kenosha County Fair, the Sawyer County Fair, and the Washera County Fair, all of those going on this weekend, along with lots of community festivals. And Sherita Booker, our social media manager, is going to tell us about some of them now. Sherita, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Pat. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. And wondering where we even start on these things. I guess we'll start with corn. And I give my annual disclaimer here that Sun Prairie is much bigger than Loyal, Wisconsin, up in Clark County. But when I think of Corn Fest, I think of Loyal. Gets a lot of folks coming into Clark County for that. But down closer to the Madison area, Sun Prairie has a great big sweet corn festival that is underway for this weekend.
Yep, and it's actually their 72nd annual corn festival, and that'll run through Sunday. And there will be 80 tons of Wisconsin-grown corn served. The festival will also include other foods, beer, a parade, a block party, a carnival for the kids, and also a kids' corner with crafts, games, face painting, and live music. We'll also be there by the Dirty Birds, Madison County, Mad City Funk, and Super Tuesday. For more information on that event, visit sunprairiecornfest.com.
And again, that's sunprairiecornfest.com. I love this time of year for that. I know I've mentioned a couple of times already stopping at one of the farms near here that just sells tons of sweet corn. Have you gotten any sweet corn yet for this season?
No. And it's usually when I go to the state fair, I'll get some, and I didn't get any this year.
Oh, okay.
Such a letdown.
Well, you have to get it somewhere else, I guess. Let's turn our attention to Lake Geneva, where the JCs have their Venetian Festival going on this weekend.
Yep, and that kicked off yesterday and will run through Sunday. There will be tons of family fun, from carnival rides and craft vendors to lumberjack shows, water ski displays, and tournaments like Bago. And for the foodies, expect all the carnival favorites like brats, burgers, hot dogs, fire roasted corn, shaved ice, and funnel cakes. There will also be live music every evening, and tonight's performance will be by 80s tribute band Rock Brigade. And Sunday, the lakefront will be lit by a glowing boat parade and the region's biggest fireworks show. And it's more than just for fun. It's for a cause. This 63-year tradition helps fund dozens of local charities and youth programs. So for more information about this event, visit VenetianFest.com.
Again, VenetianFest.com. Kelly Daniels is the entertainer tomorrow night. Rebecca and the Gray Notes Saturday afternoon. The Two Hype Crew Saturday night. Sunday includes Rock Central, the Big Al Wetzel Band, and the Venetian All-Stars. So a lot going on there as well. And I've mentioned this once or twice before. Irish Fest going on in Milwaukee. That's at the Henry Meyer Festival Park, where you find Summerfest, which thankfully was not as hard hit as other parts of Milwaukee were. So Irish Fest is very much on for this weekend.
Yep, and there will be nearly 250 performances across 18 stages, spanning from traditional Irish to indie Celtic music. And visitors can enjoy art, genealogy, Gaelic lessons, and family fun zones from Leprechaun Village to a playground and a passport game. There will also be over 35 food vendors, many Irish themed, but there will also be a variety of food options. You can also do some shopping at one of the three Celtic marketplaces and pick up artisan goods, artist merch, and keepsakes. Tickets are only $10 today, Thursday, and then Friday through Sunday, they'll be $27. And kids 12 and under are free. For more information or to get your tickets ahead of time, go to irishfest.com.
Irishfest.com is the website for that one. And then, like I said, there's all kinds of local fairs and festivals that are going on this weekend. They include, along with all the county fairs that I mentioned, the Athens Fair is going on today through Sunday in Marathon County. How about this one, Sherita? The Beloit Taco Takedown on Saturday.
I love tacos.
So a taco fest, yeah. In Adams County, they're in Grand Marsh, they're having the Corn and Tater Festival. It's not just corn, it's taters too. Hayward has the Northwoods Music and Art Festival on Saturday. Holman has Corn Fest Friday and Saturday. The Kenosha Harbor Park Jazz Rhythm and Blues Festival is Saturday. The Manitowoc Lakeshore Balloon Grow is on Friday. The North Hudson Pepper Festival is this weekend. And, of course, everything that Sherita just mentioned. Just get out of the house and enjoy as best you can. Hey, Sherita, thanks for the calendar update. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too, Pat.
I should have asked her as well. She was at a Brewers game recently, sent a photo of being out in the stands, said she hadn't been out to one for a long time and had a really great time at the game. Although, speaking of the Brewers, we are warned on the text line by Roger in Stevens Point. He says, caution, only one team has won the World Series after multiple 10-game winning streaks during the season, and that would be the Miracle Mets of 1969. Although you could argue this is the Milwaukee miracle of 2025. It's just a little euchre magic. From Roger, he also notes this, summer is slipping away. In Wausau, today is the last sunrise before 6 a.m. and Sunday is the last sunset after 8 p.m. And we are now slipping under 14 hours of total daylight. And that is in no way depressing. If you missed it yesterday, the President of the United States, who named himself, well, he stacked the board and then named himself as the new center chair, or the new chair of the Kennedy Center, also announced yesterday he's going to be the host of the Kennedy Center. Instead, he was asked to. He didn't seek it out, but the board, the one that he appointed, you know, asked him to host it. And he announced that this year's inductees are George Strait, Sylvester Stallone, Gloria Gaynor, and the rock band Kiss. For the first time ever, there are no honorees from the fields of jazz, classical music, or dance. But, you know, we got Rambo, so we got that going for us. Melissa Baldoff has our climate check and more after the Midwest Farm Report. That's coming up. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Office here with our weekly climate check. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing good. Now, we do have something substantive to talk about, the anniversary of an important rebate program that came about through the Inflation Reduction Act. But I just caught this, and so we're literally just here to react to this. The headline in the New York Times: Trump cracks down on bird deaths, but only from wind turbines. Critics accuse the administration of a double standard, trying to stop wind projects because of potential bald eagle deaths while easing the rules for gas companies and oil companies. The story says bald eagles must be protected to the fullest extent of the law from dangerous wind turbines, President Trump's Interior Secretary declared this week. But 4 months ago, Trump called for gutting the very law that applies the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, calling it a burden on oil and gas producers. So you can kill the bald eagle for your oil and gas projects, but not for those wind projects. Again, not the onion. This is why climate segments are both frustrating and kind of entertaining in their tragic goofiness, Melissa.
Right. So, yeah.
No, can I pause just here to say that this pause right there, this is the worst thing I do all week. The worst thing. And somebody's going to call me out on it, that you bring poor Melissa on and you read some goofy headline about what Donald Trump does is double speak on the environment. And then I go, all right, Melissa, go. And what are you supposed to do with something like that? Really? I mean, I feel like you should just say, Donald Trump, everybody, drop the mic and walk away, you know?
You know, it's a target-rich environment when we're talking about Donald Trump. There's always something to say. And I would say in this one, I mean, for one, you've got a good response there. Just
right,
Donald Trump. But yeah, I mean, I'm an animal lover. I don't want anything to happen to bald eagles or any other birds. But the irony there, I don't even know that irony is the right word. Just
irony died so long ago. Yeah,
right. I mean, but the real deaths that and real health implications that millions of Americans, humans, will will face because of his actions on rolling back our climate protections. It's just stunning to think that anyone could make decisions the way he does. And yet here we are.
And yet,
you can say that about anything he does.
Here we are indeed. So let's get to more substantive news that last week, for example, there was a celebration that went on about the homes rebate program. This is through the Inflation Reduction Act. There was an event a week ago in Washington Park that involved Congresswoman Gwen Moore and others to note that thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, there is this rebate program that helps put cash back in people's pockets for, you know, doing energy efficiency projects on their home. And if I saw the news release right from Governor Evers, it's put out at least, what, $2 million in rebates so far, and hopefully a lot more to come.
Yes, it's incredibly exciting that this program has been such a success in Wisconsin. And, you know, this is, I would say, thanks in large part to a number of folks and organizations who worked really hard on the front end to make sure that Wisconsin was going to be ready to go a year ago. And Wisconsin was the first state to be able to launch our home energy rebate program. And that's because so much work went in, you know, to kind of get ready for that. So that starts with the leadership of Governor Evers and, you know, the folks that focus on energy and the PSC and the advocacy of organizations like Forward Together Wisconsin and like Green Homeowners United, which is really a fantastic success story here. Green Homeowners United, we've had Kevin Kane from GHU join us previously to talk about some of these programs. They, for anyone who's not familiar, they are a woman-owned union contractor in Southeast Wisconsin, and they have done more, just their organization has done the most home energy rebates of any contractor in the country. Wisconsin has done, if not the most, one of the most of these projects in the country. So it's not only that we have this program, it's that it is incredibly successful here. And the good news for folks, you know, we've had a lot of bad climate news, especially bad news about funding and programs that are available. The good news about this program is the money is already allocated. The money is in the state. It is with Focus on Energy, and people can still participate in this program, and they absolutely should, because if this money doesn't get spent, you know, it just doesn't get spent, and it's not going to be used for anything else. So people should absolutely take advantage of this program, which is going to enable them to, you know, do things like make their, you know, make their home more energy efficient. So this is something that they should, you know, get an energy assessment. For some people, if your income is low enough, you can get one for free. Otherwise, it's a few hundred bucks to get the energy assessment. The energy assessment is required to be eligible for any of the rebates to get this work done. But there is a lot of good news available still for folks who, you know, are interested in checking out what they're eligible for, how this can help their home, help them save money on their energy bills. And it was really, like I said, a really exciting event. Like you said, Congresswoman Gwen Moore was there. Mm-hmm. Governor Evers was there. We had Mayor Johnson there.
See?
Mandela Barnes, a number of other great partners from labor and the advocacy community really helped make this successful.
All right. Melissa Baldoff, more at focusonenergy.com. Melissa, have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
All right, quick note on social media. We now have grown. Whoops, let me put this right tape up here. There we go. We've got a new social media address. It's on Blue Sky. If you have looked at Twitter, X, whatever, and you've said, this is a dumpster fire, I'm ready for something else, plenty of people have been turning to Blue Sky. And you can do that as well. Just head over to Blue Sky and search for Up North News WI. That's basically the case with any of our social media spots, is, you know, search Up North News WI. TikTok is the weird one out. We're just Up North News there, but every place else, Up North News W. And yes, we're still on Twitter if you can handle all the other garbage that's in there. But yeah, look for us on Blue Sky as well. Parker, what are you surfing when you're not, when you're doom scrolling, I guess is probably the better way to put it. When it's just use it. I'm sure you're under the age of 60, so it's probably not Facebook.
Correct.
Right? Good. Okay.
Good guess.
You're not a Nazi, so it's probably not Twitter. So I guess that leaves us with Instagram.
I am on Twitter TikTok? Actually quite a bit.
You are on Twitter.
I am
quite
on Twitter quite a bit. I will say though, I use Twitter purely. I only use the following page. I don't look at the For You stuff. So I only get like the stuff that I follow and want to see.
I have finally figured that out.
Said, I live in the world of Division III football for the most part, which is usually a pretty good community. However, there is an actor or two within our realm, which are making the community a little less fun for me to be watching, and the cesspool of Twitter has kind of spread to my little Division III world, and it makes me sad.
Well, you know, they all want to be the next Derek Van Orden, so you know, step up their game. So for folks watching on social media, it also popped up as a little video that gave all of the social media icons and the Up North News handle for each of those. Instead of Twitter, I used a little GIF of a dumpster fire, which Alicia really appreciated. So I thank you very much for that. Tony asks, hey, looks great. Did you make that in Adobe Express? No, I made it in Canva, and now I'm going to get a nasty gram because Tony hates Canva. He does graphic design. And he also says he's under 40 and uses Facebook. So,
boy, I haven't used Facebook since I needed it for like updates if I was having tennis practice or not.
Wow. Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's the thing that I know and I'm used to. But I will say there's one missing from all of these, and that's Snapchat. And the entire extended family on my side is on Snapchat because my mom, who's about to turn 80 years old, embraced it. She recognized it was the only way she was going to get updates on her grandkids and now her great-grandkids. And so she's on there. And so every so often we get, you know, a photo of whatever flowers she's growing usually. She's so proud of her plants, you know, that they're growing. And that way she knows in return she's going to get, you know, some toddler, some baby taking their first steps or, you know, our grandkids or, you know, her great-grandkids at high school graduation or everything. So she's got to be the oldest Snapchat user that's out there. But
yeah,
she's embraced it to stay in touch with the family.
That's awesome. So I like it.
Yeah. Yep. Alicia says she's 41 and uses TikTok for doom scrolling. The algorithm on Instagram and TikTok thankfully has not turned on me yet. Now, Twitter, it's all doom and gloom. Absolutely is. But on the others, I've still got them set where they're feeding me stuff that I like. It's either newsy content or like there are show clips. I mean, yesterday there must have been a half a dozen clips from The West Wing that popped up, you know, just scrolling through. It's frankly the only way that I know that there's a show called Yellowstone. I've never watched an episode of it, but I feel like I know everything that's happened because of all the clips.
You never saw those ads during Sunday Night Football? Come on.
Oh, sure I did. But I watched, Sherry and I watched the very first episode of Yellowstone.
Okay.
And we checked out after that. We're like, oh, this is Dallas. We watched Dallas back in the late 1970s. This is Dallas with more violence. Okay, that's fine. Been there, done that. It clearly caught on, and it clearly has its moments. But now I just see it in TikTok form, which is probably the worst thing to do. I think every one of us now has an attention span of 8 seconds, and if it's not compelling, we just scroll. You know.
So a habit that I picked up is, while watching videos on YouTube on my phone, you know how you can like leave the app and the video player will go up top and you can still be watching the video?
Yeah.
I do that, and then I'll also scroll Twitter while doing that, which is
You're dual screening.
I'm doubling down on my social media intake.
Wow, you are like cutting your... You may as well smoke cigarettes. They always say how smoking a cigarette cuts like 60 seconds off your lifespan. You're doing that with every one of these double clips.
The thing that bothers me is Instagram Reels. You can't swipe out of the app and it'll go into a little video player, so I can't also scroll Twitter at the same time. This angers me. As someone who needs more things.
That would be a first world problem right there. Yes. Tony says he scrolls YouTube a lot. I would if they'd stop with the ads and know I'm not paying for YouTube Premium. Yeah. And Alicia says, my TikTok algorithm has moved to Avageek stuff. Finally.
Ooh.
Well, good. See, and you know, for Sherry, it's always it's cute, funny animal videos. Get those all the time. So if you want social media for your doom scrolling, just get yourself a spouse who also likes to laugh, and everybody will be happy. Today's history lesson is coming up next as we do Mornings, powered by Up North News here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
A lot of folks just think of, you know, Simon and Garfunkel as a 70s duo and kind of forget about Seals and Crofts. Dash Crofts of Seals and Crofts is 85 years old today. There was also Loggins and Messina. I don't know that you see a lot of two-man duos anymore. The only one I think of is Oasis, and that would be the brothers that thankfully didn't break up on stage in London when Dan Schaefer was watching the concert there the other day. But I could be wrong. Tell me if I'm missing, you know, what are the great duos of this day and age?
I can't. Travis and Jason Kelce? Okay. That's all I got. Maybe they'll make an appearance on Taylor's album.
That would be funny. Hey, never say never. Welcome to today's history lesson. Again, Dash Crofts is 85 years old today. Frank Oppenheimer, the physicist, was born this day in 1912. Music legend David Crosby was born this day in 1941. 8 miles high, and when you touch down. I know, you're like, well, wait a minute, David Crosby. What, you play Crosby, Stills, and Nash? No, David Crosby was also part of the Byrds back in the day. Comedian Steve Martin is 80 years old today. Basketball player Magic Johnson is 66 years old. Actress Halle Berry turns 59 today, and Mila Kunis is 42 years old today. The number one song this week, 60 years ago today, was by Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe would be the number one song for 3 weeks in a row during this August of 1965. Let's see, in 1985, everybody thought Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson were best buds, which makes sense because they did, you know, a duet or two themselves. Every night she walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. However, 3 years after this duet in The Girl Is Mine, this week in 1985, long after Paul McCartney advised Michael Jackson to invest in music publishing, Michael Jackson made the winning bid of $47 million and bought the rights to more than 250 Lennon-McCartney Beatles songs, which turned out to be a great investment for Michael Jackson, but absolutely killed their friendship together, along with Paul McCartney.
That's crazy. Wow.
I remember that happening, and everybody just kind of doing this double take, like, he what? He bought his friend's music catalog? He outbid his friend? And it's like, well, you know, it's all business. This is what you do.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that sucks.
I know. Right? Oh. Alicia on YouTube saying Steve Martin looks good for 80. Yes, he does. I got to say, and he's not that far off of when he was like the, you know, world's biggest comedian in the mid and late 1970s.
I'm not familiar. I got to look. Oh, wow. He does look good for 80.
Yeah. See, did you just say you're not familiar with Steve Martin?
Not incredibly. I know the name. I know the name. Okay, Pat.
That's
I know
the guy from the guy from the bank commercials, right? All right, moving on. Oh. This week in 2001, a band named Cake released this song. I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. This, of course, would be Short Skirt, Long Jacket, released this day in 2001. And yeah, Adam notes as well, Steve Martin is also an amazing banjo player.
Ooh.
This was the classic case of the kid who had to take violin lessons and then became very funny along the way, like Jack Benny, or in Steve Martin's case, the banjo. Yes. This is National Creamsicle Day. I have never been a big fan of the creamsicle, kind of that orange-flavored thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've ever had one, actually. The sense that I'm familiar with creamsicles is the using that as the name for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers old uniforms.
Okay, well, I did have somebody made recently a creamsicle cake. Uh-huh. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend that. Today is National Navajo Code Talkers Day. This is National Financial Awareness Day. And let's see. And no, that's all I got for celebrity birthdays here.
Yeah.
And Alicia noting, Parker, I'm judging you heavily right now.
So you know what? As you should. That's fair. I'm okay with that.
Yep. Look, I'm just happy we had a segment today because as I'm having my bowl of Cheerios, I hear a little bing from the computer. So I walk over here to the home office and I take a look. And it's a note from Parker saying, where's today's history lesson? Which kind of, you know, caught me off guard because that's usually the very first thing I do when I'm prepping the next day's show is I'll grab the history lesson because it's out of a big document. Over the past, you know, 3 years, it's 365 pages, one for every day. As I throw in birthdays and I throw in music anniversaries and I update it and then I paste it in. And clearly forgot that very basic step. And I'm waiting for the day that I'm sitting here, the commercial break ends, we're about to start the history lesson, nothing comes up. I look over on the other side of the screen, and there's Parker with his arms crossed going, huh, did you forget something? Because he can't pull up the songs.
That is an excellent idea.
I mean, that is in that nightmare scheme of, you know, going to school and you didn't do the homework or whatever, is one of these days this segment's going to open up and I'm just going to scroll up and I'm just going to see blank right there.
That's how I'll announce that I don't want to do the show anymore, is I won't do the history lesson at all. I will protest.
I won't even tell you about it, Pat. We're just going to have... all right, funny guy, tap dance for the next 7 minutes. Okay, fine, I will. I will at least tap dance for another 20 seconds here or so to tell you about Free Ticket Friday, because that is coming up tomorrow. Listen for keywords throughout the day, starting here. Text that keyword via the Civic Media app, and you will be in a statewide drawing for Brewers tickets to a game next week. We'll tell you which game, and we'll tell you the keyword coming up in the 6 a.m. hour tomorrow. Those tickets are going fast. You're going to want these tickets. They're great. So much more ahead on these mornings powered by Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.